From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Catholic bishop whose denial of the Holocaust damaged Jewish-Catholic relations returned to his native Britain today. Richard Williamson had been ordered out of Argentina, where the government said his views were offensive. He's one of four dissident bishops welcomed back into the Catholic Church by Pope Benedict last month. The Vatican says the Pope did not know about Williamson's views, but as NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, allegations about the bishop have circulated for years.
The smoking gun was Williamson's interview on Swedish TV just days before his excommunication was lifted. It's now been viewed on YouTube more than 200,000 times.
The historical evidence is hugely against 6 million Jews having been deliberately gassed in gas chambers as a deliberate policy of Adolf Hitler.
An embarrassed Vatican claimed the Pope had no knowledge of the bishop's views. Yet Williamson's anti-Semitism and dismissal of the Holocaust date back at least to the 1980s when he was a rector of a seminary in Ridgefield, Connecticut. To his students, he was rigid and authoritarian.
When he said jump, you said how far, so to speak?
Reverend John Rizzo was a student at that seminary in 1983. Reached by phone in Christchurch, New Zealand, where he's an assistant priest at the cathedral, Father Rizzo says he remembers Williamson expressing unusual views about the Holocaust.
He said it was a pack of lies, that we shouldn't fall victim to a type of public sympathy towards the Jews. He would also tease, in regard to my sizable nose, so to speak, "Gee, Rizzo, are you a Jew? I want to see your baptismal certificate." Things like that, he would say. This other seminarian by the name of Dan Oppenheimer, and he would say to him, "Oppenheimer, I don't like your name. There's a gas chamber waiting for you down at the lake." So horrible things like that he would say.
Richard Williamson was born to Anglican parents in 1940. He became a Catholic and studied to be a priest with the Society of St. Pius X, which was founded in opposition to the reforms of the Second Vatican Council of the 1960s. These included dialogue with the Jewish community following the abolition of the accusation that Jews were responsible for Christ's death. The group's bishops were excommunicated as schismatic. Williamson, who champions the anti-Semitic forgery, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, has called Jews the enemies of Christ, who he claims, together with Freemasons, have contributed to the corruption of the Catholic Church. Father Rizzo says Williamson expressed such opinions and ultra-Orthodox views during spiritual conferences held on Thursday afternoons.
He was always insisting that women should not wear pants because that would be an occasion of sin, that women, when they're married, should be subjected to their husbands to such a degree that I'll never forget this, that if the wife misbehaves, the husband should be willing to beat her.
The 48-year-old priest says Williamson had bad things to say even about a 20th-century icon of Catholic charity.
He would criticize Mother Teresa for a false facade of charity, saying, oh yes, she may take care of the poor and so forth, but she's still a modernist. We shouldn't fall for her liberal tendencies.
Father Rizzo also recalls that when Williamson taught sacred scriptures, he would often espouse conspiracy theories and attack the American government, a theme he would pick up in a 2007 lecture in London, where he described the United States as a police state.
And I hope none of you believe that 9/11 is what it was presented to be. It was, of course, the two towers came down, but it was absolutely for certain not two aeroplanes which brought down those two towers. They were professionally demolished by a series of demolition charges from top to bottom of the towers.
When the Williamson affair exploded, he was relieved of his post as rector of a seminary in Argentina. The Pope ordered him to recant publicly, but Williamson said he would do so only after re-examining the historical evidence. Since then, Williamson has made himself inaccessible to the media. Today, 5 days after Argentina ordered his expulsion on the grounds his views deeply offend Argentine society, Williamson arrived in Britain, the land of his birth. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.